Growing up in New Jersey, Bill Parcells was a diehard fan of the New York Football Giants, who dreamed of following in the footsteps of players like Charlie Connerly and Sam Huff.
You know, that was my team. It was who I lived and died with all the way from young boy through college.
And in 1983, Bill's dream became a reality when he was named the Giants head coach. Prior to being named head coach, Parcells was the Giants defensive coordinator, and it started to build a Giant defense that would develop into one of the best in the team's history.
We were changing philosophies to a three-man line, and of course we got Lawrence and Jim Burt and several other guys that year, and there were a period of about 2 or 3 years there where you put that defense in front up there and they couldn't block any of them. And that's a pretty secure feeling as a coach to have a defense up there where they couldn't block any of them.
From the beginning, it was clear that Parcells' fiery coaching style would take some getting used to.
Fortunately, I had a good support system there with the Giants, and the whole organization got behind me, and I probably wasn't too easy to get behind in those days.
Some of these guys got to get their head out of their ass around here.
A little bit mercurial, a little bit brusque would be the word.
What the f*** are you doing staying 10 yards in the backfield? Get up on the line. Don't you know how much time's on the clock?
And I was probably pushing the envelope harder than I should have, more determined than I ever was. Fortunately, things fell in place, and we started winning pretty regularly.
In 1984, Parcells opened up the Giants' offense by emphasizing the passing game and quarterback Phil Sims.
I felt like we needed to get more bigger plays, so I wanted to try to get a little more impetus in our offense. Now, I wouldn't say we're a big play team, but we could throw the ball down the field, and that's really what I was interested in doing.
And in Super Bowl 21, Parcells would get his first championship behind a record-setting performance by Sims.
I knew he was playing well. He told me in warm-ups he was ready to rock. Whatever you want to do, Bill, let's do it.
Pitch. Morris returns around, back to Sims. On the flea flicker. Sims is looking way downfield. He's got a receiver. Complete. Down to the 10. 5. Touchdown, I believe. And now they are marking at the 1. Still in the pocket of the 1-yard line.
Sims went 22 of 25 and threw for 268 yards in a 39-20 victory over the Denver Broncos.
The Super Bowl champions are the Giants.
4 years later, Parcells would lead the Giants back to the Super Bowl, this time with backup quarterback Jeff Hostetler leading the charge. Replacing an injured Phil Sims in Week 15, Hostetler carried the Giants through the playoffs and into Super Bowl 25, a 2019 victory over the Buffalo Bills in one of the most dramatic finishes in Super Bowl history.
Scott Norwood, he can fire the shot heard round the world now.
They're lining up to kick this field goal, and I'm saying to myself, you know, it would be a shame if we lose this game because we outplayed them so badly. And still, they still had an opportunity, to their credit, to win. That was really satisfying to win with that. After losing your quarterback, everybody said you can't win without your starting quarterback. Well, Jeff Hostetler proved that wrong.
In his 8 seasons as Giants head coach, Bill Parcells won 3 division titles, 2 Super Bowls, and the love and respect of Giants fans forever.
I had a good support system, a good front office, tremendous ownership. I couldn't ask for any more.
Bill, take it away.
Pretty much everything that I have in this world is because of the Maras and the family and the opportunity that they gave me. As I think back on things and my time, a place in your heart always reminds me that once you're a Giant, you're always a Giant.